You know, this debate of coerced interrogation, some will say torture, has gone too far. When we look at the potential of some of these terrorists and what they may have been able to do, or the information that was gleaned from them through coerced interrogation, waterboarding, whatever, and some of the near catastrophes or catastrophes that could have happened that have been averted, one has to wonder what the Obama administration is really thinking about when they start talking about prosecuting some of the Bush administration lawyers that allowed this. I'm not sure if the lawyers allowed it or the judges that accepted it. The bottom line is after September 11th, 2001, there were no terrorist attacks on the United States of America or North America. And when you look at this, and when you look at the potential of what happens and what could happen if all of a sudden coerced interrogation, or what some say is torture, is eliminated, and we become a touchy-feely type of nation, or internationally, where the terrorists, when they're caught, are given a slap on the wrist and sent home, then the potential of something great happening is just there. I can look at Barack Obama shaking hands with Hugo Chavez and shake my head and wonder, what's he really doing? Was that just a photo op? But I also have to sit back and wonder, when I think of my family and families like yours out there across the world, that will Barack Obama and his administration, worrying more about what happened in the past, be able to protect us in the future? Only time will tell. Shake as many hands with Hugo Chavez as you want, Barack Obama, but make sure we're as safe as we were when George Bush was in charge. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.